Welcome to the Houston Personal Injury Lawyer Podcast with attorney R.J. Alexander, sponsored by R.J. Alexander Law, PLLC, the small law firm of Big Solutions, headquartered in Houston, Texas. This show discusses Texas personal injury law and the effects that it can have on an injury victim, what you should do if you are injured by the negligence, carelessness, or intentional wrongdoing of another person or entity, and how you can best assist your attorney in winning your case. This podcast does not create an attorney-client privilege, and in the event that you are injured, you should contact the firm directly. This podcast is not a substitute for direct legal advice. It is purely informational. Good morning, good evening, and good afternoon, wherever you are today in podcast land. This is Rashard Alexander, better known as RJ Alexander, from RJ Alexander Law, PLLC, helping heal Houston one case at a time. Here today talking to you about why truck accident cases or government-involved car accidents are different than a regular car accident, and what you need to think about and why you need to make sure you get someone who actually focuses on those cases versus someone who simply says they are a personal injury attorney or a car accident lawyer. Well, I've handled a few different types of car accidents and truck accidents and accidents involving government vehicles. And I can tell you that there is a huge difference between those three, or those two at least, because of the fact that car accident cases are pretty rudimentary. I mean, they're pretty easy cases to handle for the most part for the average car accident or personal injury lawyer. Many personal injury lawyers make their way in the world starting out by handling car accident cases, but not many of them actually graduate to the level of being able to handle sophisticated truck accident cases as well as government-related car accident cases. One reason that car accidents, the average car accident, is different than, let's say, an administrative or a government car accident. Let's say, you know, we'll make a comparison. So let's say you have a car accident that involves just, you know, two, you know, personal injury cases where are normal car accident cases that involve two everyday drivers. So, you know, you're going to handle that just going through that person's insurance and, you know, requesting the types of documents that are needed and taking it to trial if need to be. And that's a whole different topic. Why you should always make sure you get an attorney who's not afraid to take a case to trial. That's the first thing you need to always do when you're dealing with a car accident case. You need to ask that attorney, when is the last time they've been in court? When is the last time they've been in trial? And, you know, will they be willing to take your case to trial if need be? Because insurance companies don't always offer, you know, huge amounts when it comes to settlement, especially if they know that attorney is someone who is just a personal injury mill. And that means that they just take in cases and they take the first amount that's on the table for settlement. They don't even argue the facts of the case. They're not willing to file a lawsuit and pursue it. But one of the main things you need to keep in mind is that when you're dealing with an administrative claim, and that's essentially what makes a car accident versus a government entity car accident different, is that you're going to be dealing with some type of administrative claim or some type of administrative agency when you're dealing with those types of cases. Case in point, last year, I represented a lady who was rear-ended by a postal truck. And the difference between that type of accident or wreck and the type of wreck that someone would normally get into is that the statute of limitations is much shorter to file a claim when it comes to an administrative claim dealing with an agency. It may be as short as 90 days. It may be as short as 180 days. Whereas in a normal car accident, you have 2 years from the date of the accident to go ahead and file suit if you need to do so. So you need to keep that in mind. You know, that, like I said before, a claim dealing with an administrative agency is not going to have the same timelines on it. And also, the other thing is that the liability insurance is probably going to be a lot higher for those types of claims. So the insurance company that is going to represent them, or the government, National Tort Center, is going to be a lot harder to deal with if you are not really aware of how to pursue those claims and the pitfalls that you can fall into if you're pursuing that type of claim. So, like I said before, administrative agency, the statute of limitations is different, and also the liability insurance issues may be somewhat different as well. So you don't want to go to an attorney who doesn't know what they're doing. They're going to make you lose money on that case. And you're going to lose money yourself because you took it to an attorney who you just saw on the news or you saw on an advertisement or whatever, and they told you, hey, you know, we will get you money or we'll do this for you. When the main thing a personal injury attorney is supposed to do is just try to help you recoup your health, try to get you back to square one as much as possible. That's the main thing. Now, they can get you money, that's a great thing as well, and that's what everyone advertises for. But the main purpose for a personal injury attorney should be trying to help you restore your life back to what it was beforehand and getting you some type of financial compensation for the injuries that you've suffered and the wreckage that it's caused to your livelihood because of having to deal with the accident. Now, one of the main things that you need to understand that makes a truck accident different than a car accident is because of the type of injuries that someone will suffer as a result of a truck accident compared to a car accident are going to be significantly worse. I mean, there's just no way around it. You get into a car accident with a commercial truck, 18-wheeler, your car, no matter what size it is, a suburban, Saturn View, whatever have you, it's not going to be able to withstand that type of tonnage and that type of collision. There was an accident yesterday on Emancipation and Polk where someone got into a car accident or car wreck with a Metro bus. And if you saw the pictures of it, it was on the news. I think KHO had pictures of it, and it was all on Twitter. The car was just completely destroyed. It looked like it was going through either turning left or it was going through the light, and the Metro bus hit it. And I'm not sure exactly how fast it was going, but it pretty much smashed the car into like half of the size that it originally was. They had to pry the driver out of the vehicle, and more than likely, you know, that driver is going to face some really significant injuries and hurdles getting back as far as rehab to how they were originally feeling beforehand. So you got to keep in mind that you need to get with someone who understands the federal motor carrier safety regulations and whatnot, and is abreast of those types of things and understands really what happens when you're involved with a governmental agency or a truck accident case, because those injuries are more likely going to last with you for a lifetime. Some car accident cases, if they're not too serious, your body may eventually, you know, not necessarily get over them, but it'll be easier for you to cope with those injuries versus if you're hit by an 18-wheeler and, you know, your spine is fractured, or vertebrae is fractured, you know, you can't walk again, you're paralyzed, or something of that nature. And again, another thing is those truck accidents, or those truckers, will have a much higher liability policy, so there'll be more money for you to obtain to get your injuries resolved, or at least to help you cope with the unlikeliness of having to deal with a serious injury or a handicap for the rest of your life. So that's another thing you need to keep in mind. Also, the trucking company and the manufacturer of the vehicle, they can also be held liable in those types of trucking accident cases if the truck accident attorney is aware of how these vehicles are supposed to operate. See, the thing that most people don't realize about truck accident cases, or trucks in general, the 18-wheelers, is that they have to abide by a set of laws that are completely different, that are federally mandated laws versus state laws here in the state of Texas. They have to abide by by rules that not everyone is abreast of and not everyone keeps up on. So when you're dealing with truck accidents, you're dealing with a whole nother set of laws. And that's what people don't a lot of times understand. And like I said, if you don't understand the components that make up an 18-wheeler, an attorney, if they don't understand that, they won't really know what to look for when assessing the value of your case. And that's the most important thing for someone to be able to do, is to be able to look at your case and determine, you know, well, what is the value? Because when people come to attorneys, or personal injury attorneys in particular, they always want to know, you know, how much, you know, is this case worth? What will I be able to be compensated for as far as my injuries? You know, what will I be able to get a rental car and all these other things? And if they don't know, because they haven't done these types of cases, that's not really someone you should take that case to, because more than likely they're going to leave money on the table, and it may affect you in the future if you need, you know, more compensation for a serious injury that may last a lifetime. As I said before, you know, liability insurance is a lot higher. Most truck accidents, or most trucks, will have somewhere between, you know, $400,000 to $500,000 to $5 million on that liability policy. Whereas, you know, we know here in the state of Texas, because of all the other podcasts I've talked about, someone could get into a car wreck with you with their car and have the minimum liability insurance on it, and that could just leave you with $30,000 to recover from serious significant injuries. I had a car accident that I represented a young lady on not too long ago, where she was severely injured. I mean, really permanently injured, and she was a young child. Her father and her brother were injured in the accident, and the $30,000 policy that the person had on their car was nowhere near the amount of money that she was going to need to live for the rest of her life. She was still in a coma, and it was really a sad situation. I didn't take any money out of the case because of the fact that it just wasn't going to be enough to cover anything other than her medical bills. But, you know, like I said, in those types of situations that involve a truck accident, there should be significantly more liability coverage there to help you in those types of situations. And the final other thing is the drivers are supposed to keep logs on truck accident cases. And like I said, if you're unfamiliar with truck accident cases, if your lawyer is unfamiliar with truck accident cases, they're not going to know what to look for, because there are certain rules that these guys and gals have to abide by when they're out driving these trucks all around the United States. As I said before, the laws are federally mandated regarding how the trucks are supposed to be operated. So you have to know what to look for when you're dealing with a truck accident case. So you need to make sure you go to someone who can kind of break down, you know, what the hours mean, you know, what these particular rules mean as far as what they're supposed to abide by. And the last thing is, I mean, I've already covered it before. I think I said it earlier, but the size and the weight of a truck makes this situation just much more significant. And when you're dealing with a significant injury, you're dealing with a very serious case, you know, you're going to take it to someone who focuses on this particular area of law. You know, I have a whole website, a niche website dedicated to truck accident cases. So I've done the research, you know, I've represented people in these types of situations, and this is what you need, is someone who is going to be able to assist you in that situation. You're not going to take a murder case to someone who just does assault and battery charges if you were dealing with a criminal situation. And you're not going to take a you know, a high level multi-million dollar divorce case to someone who just does child support cases. So it's the same situation when you're dealing with personal injury cases. You're not going to take, you know, a truck accident case or a wrongful death truck accident case to someone who just does dog bites. So keep those things in mind. This is Rashard Alexander, RJ Alexander from RJ Alexander Law PLLC, Helping Heal Houston one case at a time. Looking forward to talking to you more. And if you ever need to reach out to me, feel free to call me at any time, or you can email me. But phone is probably the best way to reach me. And I hope you have a blessed day. Thank you for tuning in to the Houston Personal Injury Lawyer Podcast with attorney R.J. Alexander. Sponsored by R.J. Alexander Law, PLLC, the small law firm with big solutions. Headquartered in Houston, Texas.